When it's 15 minutes after 5, a beautiful Thursday morning, let's welcome our Honorable Ustad, the first of Safar, 1443. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawlana Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the beginning of the month of Safar, the first of Safar. Read with me, O Muslim. Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. These words, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. O Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, make this month of Safar a month of Khair and goodness, wa Rushdin and righteousness for us, for our families, and the entire Ummah. So may Almighty Allah envelope us in His mercy. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 16, Surah Nahl, verses 101 and 102. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَإِذَا بَدَّلْنَا آيَةً مَكَانَ آيَةً. And when we replace one verse with another, so here we have the doctrine of abrogation, the law of cancellation, which we call nasakh. Nasakh means that Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala revealed some verse, and then that verse was abrogated, cancelled, and replaced by another verse. Normally, if a government or people do something like that, the VAT is increased, for example, from 10% to 14%, 15%. So that is based on ignorance, because they did not anticipate what is going to happen in future. By Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, He is the one and only worthy of worship. He is the exclusive, only supreme being. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. He knows the past, present and future. So it is based not on ignorance, Allah forbid, but on hikmah and wisdom. A simple example for our puny little brains. You go to the doctor, the physician. He tells you that 3 tablets a day, and after 2-3 months when you go back, he tells you now you are improving, take 1 tablet a day. So in that way there, that he is increasing or reducing it based on the person's condition. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala was revealing the verses according to those halat and conditions, and then the final verses came for humanity and posterity. So therefore we need to understand, there's nothing to do with ignorance here, Allah forbid. Therefore Almighty Allah states, وَإِذَا بَدَّلْنَا آيَةً مَكَانَ آيَةً وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all knowing of all things, all places, all circumstances. Here Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun Baddalna. We replace one verse with another. So why does Almighty Allah use the plural? And when He is one alone and unique, because He is stamping His authority. It is my majesty, my sovereignty, and I will do as I please. Fa'alul lima yurid. Look at sunrise, look at sunset. He Almighty Allah lets it change the seasons, the time, so forth, so on. So we all understand that He is the sole creator and the sole possessor, owner of the entire universe. So it is a symbol of respect. respect and reverence, and the wisdom of it. He's stamping his authority, sovereignty and majesty. Wallahu a'lamu bima yunazzil, and he, Almighty Allah, knows what he's revealing and sending down piecemeal. Tanzeel means gradually. So Almighty Allah reveals the verses from time to time over a period of 23 years on the Mubarak blessed heart of the Master Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Islam. Ala qalbika litakuna min al-munzirin, on your Mubarak blessed heart, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you warn the people with love and compassion, bilisanin arabiyyin mubin, in the Arabic language which will make things manifest and clear. Qalu, but the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the idol worshippers, like today, the atheists, the enemies of Islam and Muslims, what they said, what was their response and reaction? Qalu innama anta muftar. They said, nay, but you are only forging things, you are changing things, you are guilty of forgery, Allah forbid. So Almighty Allah replies, bal aktharuhum la ya'lamun. Nay, majority of them do not want to know. One is a person does not know. One is a person does not want to know. Like today we say 7 billion people on the face of this earth. If we just take round figures, 1 billion Muslims and 6 billion non-Muslims, so majority do not want to know the truth because they are looking and studying Islam with a jaundiced eye. So agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar, if you don't want to do something, then you will have 1,000 excuses. Say, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qul nazzalahu ruhul qudus. This Quran Sharif was revealed piecemeal gradually by the holy angel and the Holy Spirit, and that is the archangel Gabriel, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. So remember that his title is Ruhul Amin, Ruhul Qudus. Min Rabbik, from your sustainer, nourisher, bilhaqqi, truthfully, liyuthabbit alladhina amanu, so that the people who possess iman, their faith will be confirmed, enhanced, and it will be enriched, so forth. So Almighty Allah revealed this Quran Sharif. Until today, it is the only scripture that has stood the test of time. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. We are the only people on the face of this earth who have memorized our holy, noble Quran, the scripture. And remember, it is the most memorized book in the entire world. وَهُدَوْ وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ, a source of guidance. What is the meaning of that? That we have park lights on, then dumb lights, then bright lights, then intelligent lights. So remember, this Huda and Hidayat is a source of radiance and effulgence, which enters the inner recesses of our hearts, and it gets brighter and larger and bigger all the time when that person is a true, devoted, dedicated Muslim. وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ, and it is glad tidings for the believers. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا رَاجِعُونَ. Yesterday for me was a very, very sad day. One of my favorite and beloved teachers passed away, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Salam Sahab Rahimahullah. He was from Bangladesh. He taught me in the year 75-76 in Karachi. And yesterday we received the breaking news. At the age of 85, according to the newspaper reports, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Salam Sahab Rahimahullah passed away in Bangladesh. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Jalla Wala grant his family Sabre Jameel. Today is the first of Safar 1443. O Ummah, between 11 and 12. Between 11 and 12 today, we will have a special program, inshallah, Mawlana Zaid Khan and myself, regarding the Islamic months. What is their meaning? What is their virtues? Which important event took place during the month of Safar? And I'll just mention one, that today on the 1st of Safar, it was the 8th year after the migration and Hijrah, Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam. And then what a legacy he left behind. If you want to know every day in our Islamic calendar what happened, then go to our respective websites, Mufti A.K. Hussein, MUFTIAKHOOSEN.net, OmarkaSahaba.com, MARKAZSAHABA.com, and there you will find a day in history. So all the days of Islam, remember which events, incidents took place, so you will find everything there. And my book also, Milestone, that if anybody wants it, just send me a message and just request Milestone, and we will send you a PDF copy, inshallah.
Ustad, as a rivet sister, she says, please make me understand, dear Mufti Sahib, as a rivet, why do Muslims prefer going to court rather than sorting out matters the Islamic way? What does Islam say about this, as we are on the path of Islam only and don't want to resort to courts, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My sister, my brother, whoever you are, Allah bless you. And remember that you made the right choice. That is, you embrace Islam, your natural home. Let me give you some analysis and some figures which I'm sure you're not aware of. You know, I was 20 years in Newcastle with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, and we have students from different parts of the world. So some students used to come and study from Somalia, Mogadishu. So sometimes they come and visit me, you know. So I ask them, what are you doing? So one is working in the Somali embassy. And remember, Somali is 100% Muslim, alhamdulillah. And thereafter, the other one, he's the Qazi, he's the judge. So if you go to them, the Somali community here in South Africa, and they have a dispute. So among themselves, they have an agreement. They say that this person here is our Qazi, he's our judge, and whatever he says, it will be binding, and finish, both parties must accept it. No appeal and girls court and dead court and apex court and appeal court and all that, nothing like that. So both parties reach a mutual agreement, and remember that they come to that understanding. That is what Islam teaches us. But what you are saying, my sister, is correct. Now, Allah forbid, I just give an example. It's not a good example, but anyway, Mona Arafat and myself have a dispute, so I say I'm going to take you to court, Allah forbid. Inshallah, it will never happen, it's just an example I'm giving. So, why are we doing all these things? So, one is sometimes people want to curry favor with the government or politicians. They become the friends of the court and they become the enemies of Islam. Or, you must remember, they have a lot of money. So, they know deep down they are guilty, but now they will get a sharp shoot lawyer, a senior counsel, and they will get an advocate and so forth and so on, and then wash their dirty linen in public. Oh, husband, wife, things go very, very bad. So you must remember, Islam rejects all this. Therefore, Quran says, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يُسْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا. When it is husband-wife relationship, things go bad, so among yourself, you try and sort it out. Oh, bring your senior family members and so forth. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. Bring in some arbitrators and so forth in whom you have confidence in. So we endorse your sentiments, my sister. It is the weakness of the Muslim of today that they don't have confidence in their own infrastructures.
I see our good friend Neil says, 1st November elections, AK. Municipal elections, who are you voting for? You can't just vote for anybody, right? Neil, Ustad.
Yes, Neil from New Zealand, right?
South Africa, Ustad.
South Africa, okay. So Neil from South Africa, so one man, one vote. But nowadays you can't say one man, one vote. They say you must say one person, one vote. So you must remember, let me tell you what we say Islamically. If a Muslim person asks me, must he vote or not, we will tell him it's up to you, because voting is not compulsory, mandatory. Second one, which party must you vote for, A, B, C, X, Y, Z. We teach them one supplication. Simple. You can also learn it quickly. And the hadith, the saying of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Whenever you want to make a decision and you have various options and all the options are permissible, read Allahumma. Oh beloved Allah, Allahumma khir li, K-H-I-R-L-I, khir li, ya Allah, you select the best for me, wakhtar li, and choose for me. Neil, I give you an example so you can use the law of analogy. You want to purchase a new car. Must I buy a Toyota? Must I buy a Nissan? Must I be a BMW, be my wife? Must I buy a Merc? So you know you want to buy a BMW, so finish. But you doubting, so then you read, Allahumma khirli wa khatarli. Same time what Allah Almighty puts in your heart, in your mind, that is your decision. You don't have to sleep, you don't have to see a dream, nothing of that sort. See how Islam gives us solutions immediately. So first question, must you vote or not? That is up to you. Second question is which party? So remember, read this dua. And third one, you don't get any answer, so don't vote, finish in class, end of the story, because you feel the incompetent or corrupted or whatever else the reasons might be.
Neil says Margate to start. He says you need to come and visit the beautiful place of Margate. Neil,
I visited Margate. There was a doctor there. He's now my good friend there in Cape Town. Dr. Zubair Dular Khan. He's a specialist, ENT. And I had a program there also. They had a small musalla, a place of prayer there. But now I think, because when I was in Durban recently for the Muharram program, I met one Maulana, mashallah. I think it's Maulana Padia or somebody who's there. So they're doing sterling work, mashallah. So our Muslims are everywhere now. Now, mashallah, under apartheid, we could not enter these places and stay there. Now the masajid and the mosque are coming up, and the ulama are doing sterling yeoman service to humanity, mashallah.
I see Melanie from Umslanga will start saying that young Muslims are allowed to win car races. Isn't you said, AK, it is sinful to gamble like this? What do you do with the winnings? Melanie Ustad.
100% you must remember that car racing and all where the betting takes place and the gambling takes place, Almighty Allah made set certain, mentioned certain rules in the noble Quran. And you, my sister Melanie from Noor, you know Noor, my sister? Day when I come to Umslanga, I just see all the number plates are showing N-U-R. So Noor, Noor means the radiance and effulgence. I know N is for Natal and you are is from Slanga Rocks. So you come from that part of the world, very beautiful. So my sister Melanie, I want you to write this down or make mental notes so you understand what Islam is teaching us. Chapter 5, verse number 2. Wata'awanu alal birri wa taqwa. You must now assist one another and help one another in piety and righteous deeds and speech. Wala ta'awanu alal udwan. Do not cooperate and assist one another in sin and transgression. That is the golden rule. Now you go into the details. So you go to chapter 5 and verse number 90. So you will find 1991. Almighty Allah condemns all these practices. Innama al-khamru wal-maisiru wal-ansabu wal-azlab. Ritsum min amali shaytani fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. Almighty Allah speaks of wine and alcohol and gambling, because these two normally go together. Where there's wine, there'll be swine. Where there's swine, there'll be wine. Where there's wine, there'll be gambling. Where there's gambling, there'll be wine. So that is normally the trend of people, and you know better, my sister Melanie. Then Almighty Allah in front states, Ritsun min amali shaitan. That this is impure, it is dirt, it is something that abominable hate hated, detested, and it is by Muslims, and it is, remember, the handiwork of shaitan. You must abstain and refrain, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you will be successful. This is the weakness of the Muslim countries and Arab countries and so forth. Instead of influencing the West and non-Muslims, they get influenced by the West and so forth. Yeah. See Taliban. They showed the whole world that when we stick to our Islam, when we practice in our Islam, Allah will bring the enemy to their feet. Huck. Do you know, Melanie, what happened yesterday? Breaking news it was. You see, the British came thrice, and remember, it became a graveyard for them. Second one, the Russians came to Afghanistan, graveyard for them. America and NATO came, 48 countries, graveyard for them. Everyone had to turn, put their tails between their legs and run from there. Now, my sister, I want to teach you a little bit about Islam. Go study the wonderful, beautiful country of Afghanistan. It was conquered, you must remember, by Sayyidina Usman, radiallahu anhu, the third successor Khalifa of Islam, a portion of it. And thereafter, it was conquered by Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Thereafter, no one could conquer it. Sahaba conquered it. You know Macmillan, so you must remember Harold Macmillan, whatever his name. So you must remember in 1963 he said, Al-Qaeda tul-Ula fi siyasa. I say this in Arabic deliberately because we have many Arabs and we have many Muslims who must learn Arabic properly. So the first law of politics, he said in 1963, never invade Afghanistan. But he said, first law of politics, never invade Afghanistan. So my sister, remember that 31 billion, listen carefully my sister Melanie and others, 31 billion US dollars were given to the Taliban and the Afghan government by China. China is also not some favorite of ours, but they don't want to invade. They said, we will work in cooperation with one another. So China is on board, Russia is on board, Iran is on board, Pakistan is on board, the rest will come crawling, remember that. So that is what we need. We must show the world what is Islam. Not that we try and imitate and emulate and mimic the West and think they are the best. No, Islam is the best for the East and the West.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see Sister Melanie says that an offer for you and Arafat, the day you come Durban, she would like to book us in the pearls of Umslanga Ustad.
Mawla Arafat say he likes diamonds. Thank you, sister.
Somebody says from Australia, Ustad, it's a sister. She says, people give money to enter Quran competitions. Is this not gambling, Ustad, haram?
So you must remember that here there are two, three different scenarios. One is that people read Quran Sharif, they have a competition and so forth, and then the person who read the best Quran and so forth, some third party, there's no entry fee, nothing. Just as an incentive, they gave them a prize, they gave them $1,000 or $10,000, whatever the price is, provided it's permissible. So that will be acceptable. So that is one. Number two is you have to give some entry money, entrance fee and so forth, and then you can only participate and so forth. So that is gambling, where you have to pay and then you will get the prize and so forth. So that will be haram and not permissible. And third one, you must remember what is going on nowadays. You see this Qurra, they come from Egypt. Qurra means the reciters of Quran. They come from Egypt, they come from other countries. They say, you want me to recite in your masjid, in your mosque, $2,000, $5,000. All that is haram and not permissible. Iqra'ul Quran wa la ta'akulu bihi. Read the Quran Sharif and don't make the Quran Sharif that you're just going to sell the Quran and so forth. So that is unacceptable. The hadith in Musnad Ahmad.
Andre says, Ya Ustad, that see, aka, I must judge some people. So, A.K., is it right not to trust your best friend, Andre, Ustad?
Remember, Andre, beautiful lesson I give you. The hadith, the saying, prophetic saying, is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Ahbib habibaka honamma asa ayyakuna baghidaka yomamma. Meaning that when you have a friend, then remember, don't be so blind that you love him so much and you don't. Maybe one day he will turn against you. So similarly with your enemy, that you can hate the action, but don't hate him so much you write him off totally and send him to the penal beaters. No. Maybe one day that enemy or foe will become your friend as well. So that is what Islam teaches us. So don't be so, in our languages we say, don't be so bola bala. Bola bala means, don't be such a simpleton and naive that you just trust everybody. Today's world, they will take your money and everything and you won't even know. So you must be wakker also, we say in Afrikaans, that you must be, you know, awake also, and you must use your common sense. So my advice, be friendly, but don't become friends with everybody. You got the difference? So be courteous with people, polite, but don't take the least friends we have in this day and this age, the better it is for us. Okay, now Andre, I'm going to teach you another lesson. You see, one muhabbat, muhabbat means love. One muhabbat is muhabbat ezati. So the person, the parent, they love their children. They can be mastan and naughty and mischief, but they'll give their life for their child. Why? Because it's my blood and my flesh. Muhabbat is sifati. So you love the person because he reads the Quran and recites the Quran so beautifully. The way he or she explains, you love it. So you don't love the person so much, you love the quality the person has. So muhabbat e zati, muhabbat e sifati, and muhabbat e roti. What is muhabbat e roti? That we make friendship, Andre, you make friendship with ABC, XYZ. Why? You want something out of him. Ulterior motives and hidden agenda. That today, remember, is what most people do. Kissinger said so. America does not have permanent friends, they only have interest. They will use you and then they will dump you.
I see there's a new listener here. He says, my name is Tyson, T-I-S-O-N. I love you guys' show. And he says that I listen to you guys every morning. The meaning of his name is one who is highly spirited. Ustad, he says that Taliban bad people. Tyson wants to know, why are the Americans afraid of them who started? Brother Tyson.
Tyson, you know, the boxer, Mike Tyson. So he's a Muslim, he embraced Islam. So now he's really spiritually, he boxed everybody, you know. So you must remember, I hope you're not boxing anybody. You know, in the olden days, we used to have Christmas Day, and then, not we, no, but the system, the calendar. Uh-huh. And then the 26th of December was Boxing Day. So one Maulana was giving a lecture, you know, one scholar. He said he got married on the 26th of December, Boxing Day, but he never boxed his wife anytime, you know. So you don't box anybody, my brother. I'm asking you two questions. When you leave 90 billion worth of arms, ammunition, weapons, and so forth, so you must make negative propaganda against the people who beat you. So they beat 48 countries. What do you say of that? So Taliban are good people, but the West, they can't stick it that how these simple people defeated us. So may Almighty Allah bless us, accept us. Jazakallah khair. Salaamu alaikum.
Somebody says, Mufti Sahib, start an Islamic court for us South African, please. It's about time. We start.
Inshallah, make dua.